After the joyful chaos of his touchdown at Melbourne Airport, it was a more subdued affair for Hakeem Al-Arabi as he got together with the former Socceroo who led the campaign to get him out of his Thailand prison cell. Al-Arabi recalled how he first had an inkling of the size of the airport reception he was about to get.
I can't believe what I saw in the morning. I saw in the news how the people waiting for me. This was amazing, and I'm happy, so happy to be in Australia now.
He also described his feelings when he learned in prison famed Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini had spoken out over his plight.
I was so happy. I go inside, I see the people. Oh, I am famous now because the big football professional player, they talk about my case. Now everyone knows me in the world. My case is superstar now in the world.
While pleased to have helped secure his release, Amnesty International spokesman Tim O'Connor says his more than 2 months in a Thai jail fighting extradition to Bahrain must be a reminder of the need to tackle rights abuses.
Of course, the tragedy of this is an innocent man. He's committed no crime other than standing up for the human rights of his countrymen. And we need to be sure, as Australians, that we continue to stand up for these things. But we know what's going on in Bahrain, and we can't look away now.
Hakeem Al-Arabi is due to meet Prime Minister Scott Morrison in Canberra before focusing on getting back to the game he loves. Chief Executive of the Professional Football Players Association, John Didalika, says his involvement in football contributed to a groundswell of support for him.
Yeah, I think, there's no doubt for me that football saved his life. The fact he was a footballer, the fact that he was in this situation because he spoke out as a footballer in protection of other footballers, meant that people rallied around him, his principles resonated with people.
The returning key defender is likely to be the star attraction for Pascoe Vale when the Melbourne club plays its first home game for the season on Friday evening next week against the Bentley Greens, before what's expected to be a capacity crowd. Back to a suburban field of dreams that only days ago, the football-loving 25-year-old had nightmares he may never see again. Gareth Borum, SBS News.